Rep, 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 rep. Coming up on TMS PM. Take that, humans.
I get to turn and cough.
App time.
Your Twitter questions and more on this episode of TMS. Wait for it. PM.
This is the morning stream, but it's not in the morning, it's at night.
TMS PM.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. Whoa, why didn't that work? Now it did. Hey, everybody, welcome back to TMS PM. It is the PM edition of the show with Scott Johnson and Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott. Happy PM to you.
It's more PM-y than ever. It's 5:30 over there in the Eastern time zone.
It's the PM-iest we've been in a long time, but I kind of like this little PM-er.
Yeah,
right? It's
a pretty good little mix. It's a nice, as it turns out, it fits our schedules okay. I got this new stream thing that worked out good. I still had a little buffer time to get ready for the show. I think this is going to probably stick for a while. So,
it's a good way to close out my Friday because I'll say this, the 1 p.m., 1:30 p.m. that we were doing,
yeah,
great, you know, had fun doing it. It's a great time. And I imagine maybe someday we'll go back to that. Who knows? But it felt like, you know, it didn't end my day. Like TMS AM begins my day. I'll get a little bit of work done before it. But for the most part, it is the gassing up the vehicle that gets me through the rest of the day. And TMS PM is like the... put the zippered tarp over my BMW convertible at the end of the day kind of thing.
Yeah, you don't want to keep putting that up and taking it down and putting it up again.
No, putting that on the middle of the day and then taking it off to do something else sucks.
Little sandwich bread at the end. That's how we're treating it today.
Except,
I have to still do Film Sack. But you may have to watch it as well. But
I still have to watch the movie tonight. I'm you know, Friday's usually date night for Tina and I.
Yeah.
And I'm going to make her watch The Invasion or whatever the heck this is. Is The Invasion? Is that right?
The Invasion, yeah. I think so. I don't know what The Invasion even is.
My only saving grace is telling her that it's a Nicole Kidman movie.
Invasion. Let's look this
up. Oh, my gosh. 19% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, good. That's a good one. This has stars like Nicole Kidman, Daniel Craig, and Jeremy Northam.
Sure.
And then
Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright.
It's got Bernard in it.
Yep. Yeah. Let's see if there's anyone else who we care about. Not really.
Veronica Cartwright.
It says, as a Washington, D.C. psychiatrist.
I said Cartwright.
Cartwright. Cartwright. Nobody come. Cartwright. I hang up. D.C. psychiatrist unearths the origin of an alien epidemic. She also discovers her son might be the only way it can be stopped. I can't believe we're watching this. It's going to be bad.
Are you looking at the Google page about, like, if you do a search for The Invasion cast.
The Invasion.
I'm liking this. There's a few things I'm noticing about this, first of all.
Let's see.
Let me know when you get there.
I'm there now.
Those of you can play along at home by pulling up Google and searching for The Invasion and then scrolling down to the right side and then clicking on cast. All right, so you got Nicole Kim and Daniel Craig. Right next to Daniel Craig, who plays James Bond, is a kid named Jackson Bond. That's kind of interesting, but that's not the big interesting thing.
No, that was probably fun for a couple of minutes on set that his last name was Bond.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
No, it's scrolling to the right and seeing what appears in the middle of the top center of the page, the IMDb. I'm assuming the IMDb photo of Wes Johnson.
Oh, look at him. Wow. Also, Adam LaFerve, his eyes are too close together. But let's look at Wes Johnson.
He looks like he's been Photoshopped to make his features shrunk in his face.
Yeah, it seems wrong. Let's see where they get that photo from.
He has anti-Hathaway syndrome as well.
Oh, this is actually from anti-Hathaway. What is the opposite of giant open eyes? Anti-Hathaway. Let's see. If we go to look at his Wikipedia page, I think that's where this photo might be from. Nope, it's not. He's just
his wife's
normal.
Name is Kim Johnson.
Shut up.
Wow.
You're right. It is his IMDb page, and he is into it, dude. Look at that guy. He is stoked.
Good.
He's got some dental work.
Which you can see. Like, when something happens to him and his dental records need to come up, you know, like we need to find him for his dental work, we can just look at his IMDb page and say, oh, that's him.
There you go. He's also, he does a bunch of video game voiceover stuff.
Yeah, Skyrim, Fallout 4.
Yeah, Fallout 3. Phineas
oh,
and Ferb.
Look at the character name he plays in A Dirty Shame. We can't say that on the air.
Let's see, Dirty Shame. When does this come out? When was the year?
It's a 2004 film.
Let's scroll down a
but
little.
But it's one of the things he's known for.
A Dirty Shame. Here, Chad, I'll just kind of circle it. See that? Wow. Okay.
Yeah, kind of see it. Frank.
He's in a bunch of Star Trek stuff, video game wise. Oh, I mean, yeah. He's a good Star Trek connection. We're gonna have him already.
Probably. Yeah. Exactly.
Anyway, we got our work ahead of us, folks. Hey, we raided the town. Okay, so in World of Warcraft, there you got the new Battle for Azeroth, and you got Zandalar. That's where you hang out as a Horde player, right? It's like your big new city. Mm-hmm. And on the on the other side, on the Alliance Dirty Scum side, they have a big place called Boralus or Borealis or something. Maybe it's just Boralus. I forget. But it's this whole
big... Ask your doctor if Boralus is right for you.
That's right. It can be a problem if it'll interact with the other medications. You got to be careful. So there's this whole big city. It's their hub. And we thought it'd be fun, after we did some dungeons together, if we went over to Boralus and killed people. And so we did. And it was a total blast. So I just want to put it out there that if you're sitting around on a Friday and you're like, man, I wish I could watch people stream World of Warcraft. We did that today between... let's see, what time was my... noon my time... until just before this show, and we finished it by doing a big PvP awesome thing out there, and it was rad, and we killed dudes, and they killed us.
How
and it was
fun.
Great. Yeah, it was really fun. We had a
cool.
really good time. You gotta
nice.
Turn so, you gotta turn war mode on, though, and then you go out there.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. And that is, I don't know if I have the desire to be PvPing, but maybe once I do the
in a group in a group of people and friends, you'd love it. You'd love it with friends.
Yeah.
Right.
So let me tell you about Tristan's World of Warcraft situation here. So okay. Before we left for Santa Fe, Tristan says, "Are you liking the new expansion?" I'm like, "Oh yeah, I'm really liking it a lot." And it had been out for maybe 4 days at
sure.
that point,
sure,
because we left Saturday. He says, "Yeah, I'm thinking I might reset up my subscription to World of Warcraft." I'm like, "Oh great, that sounds good, cool." Now he worked Saturday, he worked Sunday, he worked Monday, he had Tuesday off. And he worked for part of the day on Wednesday, and we came home Wednesday afternoon. We come home Wednesday afternoon, and I look over and I see, oh, he's playing World of Warcraft. He's finally moved out of Rust, gotten out of that big toxic nightmare, and he's playing World of Warcraft. Oh, you got your subscription? Yeah, I'm like level 118. Like, damn it!
He got
I'm
past
like,
you.
I'm like, I've not even dinged 115. I like, you know, I had some time to play Wednesday night with the raid team,
yeah.
And I got 114. I felt so proud. And then,
That makes me laugh. That's awesome. Getting to put you in the dust, Brian, right there in the dust.
It totally is. So I think he might be raiding with Furt before I do.
Well, I hit 305 gear level today, which means, I can go to heroics pretty
heroics.
Easily. Yeah,
right.
So that's good. So 305 is your number. That's the recommended number. Maybe the number that unlocks does it unlock the others? Anyway, you can do heroics early because we did today, but you have to go to the stone, like old fashioned way to do it. You can't just like zip in there with a little green eyeball. Like
you can't do.
I mean, you can, but if you're not that level, you got to manually take everyone in.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
They make you work for it. And we did it handily. It wasn't a problem. Like, we got through it. I think we had one wipe, and it's because of too much of a trash bowl. But other than that, it wasn't any big deal. It was really fun, though. I'm having a blast in WoW right now. WoW's just all up in my butt. I'm loving it. Loving it up there.
I am, too. I can't wait to go back in, and unfortunately, it's going to have to wait until I get a film sack movie watched and... dinner and hanging out with the wife.
Yeah,
and then,
stuff you gotta do. You have a life.
Stuff you gotta do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I understand. I have the same problem tonight. All right. Hey, tell me why you went to the doctor. What the hell's that about?
Yeah, I was at the doctor an hour ago. Scott.
Like, why?
Just an hour ago.
Just to get the highlights magazine, was it?
It was not. I had to find Goofus and Gallant in that dang picture of the ice cream shop.
Great.
Right next to the tennis racket.
Great.
No. So when I went to Philadelphia for Podcast Movement about 3 weeks ago, 3.5 weeks ago, I think
it was. 3.5, yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, it was really.
It was the week of my birthday, so it was the 17th-ish, whatever that. Well, the week I was sick is the week it happened. Yeah.
Right. Oh, yes. Yeah, so it was last month.
Yeah. July.
Wow, crazy.
Time flies, dude. It's crazy.
Time does fly. Yeah. So did a lot of walking on the show floor, did a lot of walking, going to a couple sessions, and a lot of walking around Philadelphia. and got back to the hotel room. This is like the first day. Got back to the hotel room, watched a little TV, something on Netflix, dozed off, went to sleep. Got up the next morning and noticed that my left heel was paining. Little bit of hurting going on in the left heel when I walked on it. It's like, oh, overdid it. Too much walking, fine. And as I walked around a little bit, the pain went away, took a shower, went out, did stuff, got breakfast. Pain totally went away. So like, all right, cool. So it was just that I overdid it the next day or the previous day.
Yeah.
Since then, the amount of time that it takes for my heel to stop hurting after I get up in the morning, even if I don't do a lot of walking, gets longer and longer. Like at the most recent point, starting like a couple days ago, actually while we were in Santa Fe, it would just not go away for the whole day. And it would be really bad if I like was sitting for a while and then I got up to go do something and be like, oh, okay, that hurts. So went to the doctor today. And yeah, plantar fasciitis, fastidost in the chat room, totally identified it. It's the fascia that's at the bottom of your foot.
Aggravated by the standing desk. Did he tell you that? Because that's what I've been told. If you're not careful.
Oh, really?
Yeah, standing desk can goof you up if you have that generally. If you stand too much, you can aggravate it.
I told him, I said I spent about half the day sitting and half the day standing because I've got an adjustable desk. And he said, no. Well, he didn't say anything about that. So what I'm currently doing, if you see, I'll show my hands, but if you see me wiggling around in my chair, it's because I'm rolling a ball. A Pokeball, of all things.
Oh, on your foot. Yeah, I have one of those.
Back and forth underneath my foot.
I wish mine was a Pokeball. Is it a hard one, though?
No, it's like a squishy ball like you get at a trade show.
Oh,
like
okay.
One of those.
Those aren't bad.
Squeezable foam balls.
When I had to go, I had to go in for this very thing, by the way, and they gave me this hard, like a little hard one, like a little hard ball, and I have to
crank it. He actually suggested a baseball or work my way down to a golf ball. He says, you know, the smaller you get, the more it's going to hurt, so you kind of want to work your way down to a golf ball. So anyway,
Kim has this too. So does it stand? Like, does it hurt if you stood today? Would it hurt? Like right now, if you're standing?
A little bit, yeah. If I put weight on that heel, it would definitely hurt.
All right.
Like it's a constant thing now, which sucks because I'm doing quests in Pokemon Go that require walking for 10 kilometers to evolve my freaking Eevee.
Physical activity, right?
Physical activity. It's like, well, now, so I'm wondering if the Blizzard guys could maybe hook me up and like hook up my Pokemon Go Plus to my Rogue.
Sure.
And when I walk around in the new zones, if I can get credit for hatching eggs and incubating and stuff.
I'm sure they'll do it. I'm sure it's
I'm sure, totally. It's just a little bit of code they just need to add.
Yeah, they're a weekend. They got nothing to do. They can just do that. Well, that sucks. I'm glad it's nothing horrible serious. Like when I saw this in here, Brian goes to the doctor. I'm like, oh, beep, beep, beep. But I'm glad it's just a foot. Someone in the chat says, don't worry, it goes away after 2 years. Really? That can't be right. That can't be right. Does it take that long, fastidious? No way.
I don't know.
When I had mine, it was real minor and it went away after a couple of weeks is all. Kim has it off and on with her left foot specifically. But she also wears a lot of flip-flops, and the doctor told her that can be a problem.
Yeah, so that's another thing. Tonight, we're going to go out and get some ramen. We're going to go out, and Tina's going to look at a ring, and we're going to probably go buy a new pair of shoes for me that has a little more arch support. And maybe those stupid Dr. Scholl's inserts that you actually have to stand on the machine for it to tell you which one to buy.
I just want to tell all the 20-somethings listening to this show, you're going to get here, so... So right now you're going,
laugh it up, fuzzballs.
Yeah, they think this is real funny. Real funny until you get in your 40s, and then you'll be like, oh, yeah, this stuff happens. Welcome to life.
This is what they were talking about. Shoot.
I shouldn't have been so rude to them back then. I just set up a straw man. Actually, nobody's mad that I'm aware of. But anyway, in the chat room, some people are already like, I feel your pain. People know. Yeah. You know. Do you want to feel old, Brian?
Life.
The kid, Rupert Grint, the kid that plays Ron Weasley, turned 30 today.
I saw your tweet about that.
30 years old.
30. Oh my gosh.
And the character of Ron Weasley, if you do the chronological book thing, is 38.
Oh, right. Because of how long the books came out before the movies.
Yeah.
Jeez.
If you look at those ages, that's just crazy. Everybody's in there.
Holy Toledo.
Yeah, I don't like thinking about it. Anyway.
All right, so, I threatened on Twitter, but I'm going to do it because we're not there yet. 39 hours to go on the Kickstarter. So just under two full days, 39 hours. We're at $5,301 of $5,500. And like $199 is all we're at.
And you're done. Yep.
Then we're done.
How simple is that? I mean, yep, it's not exactly stretchy, but it's there. It's at the level.
Yeah,
it's
we don't
the
get the stretchy goals, but yeah, it's all right. That's totally okay.
Right. So get in there.
Lesarge just supported. Good job, Lesarge. I think I saw Lesarge was one of the ones that put us over 5,300. So,
well, you know, he's...
Yeah, I don't doubt we're going to hit it, but come on. Quit making Hammond freak out, all right?
Yeah.
I'm fine. I've done this like 11 times, but...
Hammond's losing his mind.
Hammond.
Yeah, he's leaking. Like,
I know.
He's leaking.
Every time I think of Hammond, I hear like a Sarah McLachlan song in the background. And I just see slow motion video of Hammond behind a cage door.
I can totally see that. Yeah, help the poor guy out. All right.
Don't you think of the Hammond?
Think of the Hammond. Think of the Hammond Chamberlain. All right. Well, that's all good and well. What else do we do on the TM show? Oh, I know. We do this. Hold on. This. Gotta get my phone ready. Yep.
App slappy.
All right. This is the part of the PM edition of the show. Oh, can I remove ads? Anyway, I'll do that later.
I think you just found a part of your app that you like all of a sudden.
Yeah, I think I'm actually all in now. So, we like to talk about apps and stuff that we're messing around with on mobile devices. Brian and I are primarily iOS guys, but we often look for stuff that is also Android. Mm-hmm. And this is a case where that is actually true. Now, I normally don't jump right in these days for something that may look good, but I can see all the trappings of the stuff that I'm tired of. Like, this has loot boxes. This has collectible cards. This has ways to boost those cards. You can buy more money to hurry up the box. Like, all of that stuff that we're all just kind of tired of. Once in a while, a game will break through that and still be fun to me, and I won't think about that part of it. And that game this week is Tank Stars. That's right.
Tank Stars.
Tank Stars.
Sounds like a new show on A&E, doesn't it?
A little bit. A little bit. Like people that take care of water tanks or septic tanks or something. but I'm going to see if I can find video of this. I did. Here we go. Okay. All right. That makes sense. I'm going to turn that off. Okay. So as you can see, chat, this video shows you what's going on. Now, if back in the day, Brian, I mean, you played Worms, right? You like Worms?
Yes, this is Worms.
Yeah, it's Worms. Or before Worms, you had, what was the old tank one? Something Fire. Anyway, the thing that Worms was basically based on, whatever it was called, right. I forgot the name. Mm-hmm. Ancient DOS game, and it was on like old computers and stuff.
Totally, and you typed in, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep. So it's like you have a tank, you... shoot your weapon out of the tank. It has an arc to it, and you're trying to make the aim right. And the better aim you do, the more likely you are to destroy the other tank or to hurt it and start taking it down. You exchange fire back and forth. Tons of different kinds of weapon types, different kinds of tanks. You can move a little bit as well. Change your angle, that sort of stuff.
That takes a turn, right? Like basically, you can
move and shoot.
Yeah, you can, okay.
So you can move, then shoot, or shoot, then move. Or no, maybe shooting just finishes everything. So if you're going to move, you got to do it first. If you're going to shoot first, you're just going to stay where you're at.
Scorched Earth, by the way, was that.
Scorched Earth, that's it.
Yeah, totally remember that.
Yeah, so good. Anyway, this is basically Scorched Earth, but way, way new. And I'm happy to report that despite the fact that it's got some kind of free-to-play gizmo-bismo, you can... it's not the worst implementation of that stuff. And also, I just noticed that I can pay $3.99 and get rid of all ads and banners. There's still probably some micro crap I could pay for, but
sure. It's
more about the battles, and it's got great multiplayer. Very fun online multiplayer, turn-based stuff, where you know the other guy's doing his thing. You get different tanks.
Oh, is it like pass and play, or is it online?
It's online, but I'll bet you there's a pass and play mode now that you say that, but I'm not 100% sure. Now that you say it, I'm not totally. I just noticed they have a gravestone that says RIP on it when you die, just like Worms used to do. And you leave your little gravestone there.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. I'm downloading it right now. I'm super excited.
It's really
this.
Good. I'm very happy to report that it scratches that old itch if you have that itch. I happen to have that itch once in a while, and I like turn-based strategy that's, you know, about positioning and angle, and for whatever reason that sort of thing just is great. That's why I like certain golf games, because they're kind of a similar experience. So if you're into it, check it out. It is called Tank Stars, and I think it's real good. I think it's a solid it's piece
totally
of work.
Awesome. I've already, like, you had me at It's Like Worms, because I loved Worms. And that was one of those downloadable PlayStation 4 games that...
Worms, dude.
Yeah, such a great game.
Worms is so good. Worms Armageddon is the high point of that series, and I played that thing until my eyes bled.
No kidding. Yeah, that was the best. That's kind of a bummer that this doesn't have, like, you know, you have a bunch of levels and, like, four tanks going at once, because that was one of the fun things. It's like... All right, which one should I go for? I know, I'll go for this guy over here. And they've got different...
As far as I know, it's only one-on-one. But one of the fun parts about it is, in the chat room, notice this in the video I showed, you can totally accidentally blow yourself up if you're being stupid. There's lots of splash damage, lots of, oops, I shouldn't have fired that so close to me kind of problems. And it makes it pretty exciting. So I think you'll have fun with it. It's also just got a really nice graphical style.
I love it.
It's bright and fresh and cool. So check it out.
Yeah, there was some stuff that I was looking at earlier this week, considering for App Slappy, that I might be getting tired of the... No, that's not a might. I'm definitely tired of the, like, the big pixely kind of let's look as retro as possible kind of stuff.
Sure.
There's a nice balance between looking cartoony and looking too retro. And this has that perfect cartoony balance.
I agree. Like. This is the middle ground of that. You're right.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going for ultra realism here. It's very stylized, but you don't have to try to convince me that everything's 8-bit. Like, I totally agree. It's good.
Cool.
Tank Stars. Get it. Try it. Brian, what'd you bring?
I brung a couple of them. I've got a little tiny bonus one that I'll tell you at the end of the main one. This is one that... I like for a couple reasons. Number one, it's a puzzle game, and, you know, I'm all into puzzle games. It's designed by a guy named Martin Plüsch. He has studied media informatics in Tübingen in Germany, currently focusing on C++, Java, Swift, Python, and PHP. How do I know this? Because if you go to martinplüsch.com, you'll see his website where he's talking about this.
All right.
Aside from that, he just developed a game, and it's on the App Store and on Android. It's $1.99, so no ads and no freemium stuff, but you pay $1.99 right at the start. And I like seeing that Martin gets the lion's share of that. It's a game called Colorfold, Colorfold. And the object of the game is to push a little ribbon around the screen so that it absorbs all the squares in one long continuous loop. But when you change direction, you get a little fold, as you would if you had a real ribbon and we were trying to do this. And that ribbon, that fold, takes up a whole square. It takes up, like, a whole chunk of your screen, takes up space around blockers and things, around obstacles that you've got to go around. So in trying to get all these squares picked up with your ribbon, you've got to really think ahead as far as what am I going to do to keep this square from getting blocked by a fold or blocked by...
Because unlike one that just turns on a dime, you have to account for these folds, which takes up a whole chunk of space.
It does, exactly. And so when you've got a few squares all close together, you've got to really think of, like, all right, well, I can't really just go move, turn, move, turn, move, turn. I've got to go turn, then make a long move in one direction, then come back, and then I can fold over myself, because you can wrap over yourself without a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Wrap over your ribbon.
Sure.
But you can't just bump one ribbon up to the other. So,
well, I'm looking at video of this. It seems, wow, that looked complicated.
Yeah. And there's a dozen ways on each of these levels, I think, that you can solve it. It's not like, oh, there's only one way, but you've got unlimited time. It's easy to backtrack and say, okay, here's where I think I made my bad move. You can backtrack, and you don't have to worry about those, you got 3 stars on this level kind of stuff. You know, it's like, you know, you complete it. That's all that there is.
Do you do it just with your finger? Do you just drag?
Yeah, okay. You just drag and make the ribbon with your finger.
Okay. The video I'm looking at is just the screen, so there's nothing. Yeah, I can't. It's hard to tell, but it looks like there's some of these get super complex, man.
Yeah, yeah. I'm on one level right now, and it's only level 8. Like, you know, I've been playing this for a while now, and it gets the difficulty ramps up relatively quickly, which is great, because you don't want those levels where it's like, oh, okay, up, down, done. It's like, all right, yeah, give me the challenge. Bring on the challenge right away.
Hmm. Yeah, it looks all right to me. $2, yeah. You say?
$2. And it's a smart $2. It's an easy $2 to spend.
Let the help that German. He needs more.
That's right.
Schnuscheldorf or whatever he needs.
Yes. Give him more Schnuscheldorf.
Because, of course, he's German. Well, that's fantastic. Check it out. What's it called again? Name?
It's called Colorfold.
Colorfold.
All one word, Colorfold.
Colorfold. Look for it by name.
Looks like a little ribbon. Doorbell just rang, so I'm looking on the
who you got?
The video screen to see. Let's see. Oh, somebody rode their bicycle up to our house.
Oh.
And parked the bike at the curb.
Yeah.
And then, but I don't see who they. I can't see who they are. I could look on my Ring doorbell. Like, I swear, I'm like Lucius and Batman. Like, all right, let's move over to this camera.
Yeah, go to the other view. I like it. Switch views. This is cool. Zoom and enhance. Do it all.
Zoom, enhance. The other game I want to really quickly, or not really a game, the other app I want to tell people about. I know there's a lot of Pokemon Go players in the audience, and new stuff coming into that game every day with new quests for Celebi right now. It is an app called Go Ranger.
Mm.
And this is an indispensable app if you're a Pokemon Go player. It's completely free. I know it's on iOS. I think it's on Android as well. Oh, it's a woman walking away with she's not wearing a helmet or anything.
Did she come by just to bring you
from house to house?
She bringing a flyer or something, probably, or something?
I think she had a brochure or something. Yeah, I can't tell.
That sounds
maybe.
That sounds right.
Now she's just standing there. She's looking to see which house she has to go to next, I guess. I'll get you anyway. all right, so it's called Go Ranger, and what it does is if you play Pokemon Go, there's all these events and all these things going on, all these other things you have to keep track of, like, oh, what's the best CP for a Snorlax for 100% IVs, or what's how long is the event going to be going on where I can catch a Regirock? The Go Ranger tells you all that stuff, and it's a really, really clean interface. And gives you a little checklist so you can keep track of your Pokemon and stuff like that. So you know which shinies you have and which ones you need. It's just a really, really cool app. So pick that one up. It's free. And there you go.
Nice. Double whammy.
Double whammy. Also, this just in, we are funded. The Kickstarter is funded. Thanks to one Dodd Vickers who funded it the rest of the way.
Jeez, Dodd, yeah. Always in with the final
Thank
moment.
You, Dodd.
Yeah.
So you'll be getting a mug and a t-shirt and a backstage pass, and you'll be voting in the finals.
Yep, you get everything.
This is your radio news.
That's not it. That was to celebrate. Woo!
Oh, well, very good. Yes, thank you, Dodd.
Yeah.
So now I feel like we have to play this audio that he sent us, which I don't know if you listened to it.
I haven't. He sent us audio? Where?
He sent us audio via email. Okay. I will put a link to it in the our Discord.
Okay.
You
can check it out there.
Let's see here. Yeah, this is great. This is great stuff.
All right.
Because, you know, we've talked about Adam Curry and John C. Dvorak on the show before and had a, not really a Twitter, not really a feud now, with them, but...
Oops, sorry. Go ahead. It started playing.
There was a time that Dvorak was like, "Oh yeah, well they know how to use a soundboard, so we'll just let them know how to use a soundboard, yeah, mm-hmm. and they'll explain it to us how to do it."
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, and I still have those clips. Still have those.
Yeah, so we every once in a while play Curry on the Morning Stream.
Yeah, it's when he says this.
So they'll clip that and put it on their show and show you how to use a soundboard.
How to use a soundboard.
Yeah, that's them giving us a hard time.
And what's MC Hammer doing?
No, that's you not the one.
And I'm just trying to keep track because I kind of lose track of these things, Scott. How many People's Choice Awards has No Agenda won?
None.
I think none. How many People's Choice Awards has the Morning Stream won?
All of them until they said stop doing it.
Exactly. Okay, just checking.
All right. Well, now I'll play this audio and see what it is. You ready? I have no idea what to expect here, so here goes.
Gives complete control over the country and the population through taxation and through money creation by the central bank, which in our case is the Federal Reserve.
I think
they don't have to own it to control it.
Are you sure you want to buy my
control.
Link?
That's what it said. It started right there. 2 hours and 36 minutes in.
Let's see here, because that's...
That's the link I got from you.
Maybe they put...
No Agenda 1061 Red Dot, they called it.
That's the one, yeah. Let me see where that... Because they have a pretty interesting little player where you can click on each topic and go right to that topic in there.
Oh,
in
yeah. The show. So which one of them is it? Because I think maybe I got the
it's
wrong
the
one.
It's Infinity War topic.
Avengers Infinity War, 2 hours 37. All right, let's do this.
Now, on that note, I'm going to change the topic.
Yep.
You used the word posit.
I did.
And
so
this will tell you how
the
out
worst
of touch
movie
these guys
ever right. made in the history of, I say, at least Disney, maybe every movie company ever.
I'm sure I loved it. Which one was it?
Avengers Infinity Wars.
What is it?
War, first of all.
War, yeah, exactly. Come okay. on, let's.
He says it's the worst movie he's ever seen.
Worst movie of all time, he says, yes.
Oh my gosh, Dvorak. All right, here we go.
What is this? I might have seen this on the airplane. Which one is this?
This is the movie.
Really? Really?
I might have. I'm not familiar. Might have seen this on an airplane.
It's only the biggest thing of 2018. Well, I guess Black Panther was, but still.
Yeah. Second biggest film of 2018, yeah. for sure.
All right, more.
Movie where about half of the characters in the Marvel Universe are killed at the end, and that's the way the movie ends. By some ogre, some
I didn't
guy
see this.
Only just a big ogre, and he uses the word when they're asking him, why you want to kill everybody?
Ogre.
Some big ogre. So what I'm thinking is, I mean, if you didn't see any other Marvel movie, yeah, if it I think we can, it's okay to like spoil this. I
oh,
think.
Oh yeah, don't point. Nobody yell yeah. spoiler. You're too late if you're not. If you're yelling that, that's on you.
It's totally at on this you. Point. You've had since April yeah. to watch this thing.
Jeez.
But the fact that they're acting like they just discovered this thing, and I don't know if Dvorak has seen any other Marvel movie before this, because it feels like everything led up to Infinity War. I mean, it's like a lead up to it.
He doesn't have any. He has no context for it, obviously.
He really doesn't. Yeah.
Let's see what else they say.
He says, "Well, I've done the calculus."
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember that? At any time did Thanos say I did the calculus.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think there's a single line in the movie where he says I did the calculus. Also, I've never felt, no offense, Adam Curry, but his laugh never feels like a real laugh to me. It feels like a radio guy laugh. Yeah, it's just, oh, you're kidding me. It's not my, I just can't. My laugh may be annoying, but it's real.
That's real, damn it.
All right, that was great. Thanks, Dodd.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Don, for sending that.
I may have to go farm.
They go
that.
On, you know. They go on to talk about, you know, Dvorak fully believes that. No, I don't think they're going to follow this up with anything, because Marvel has always been really good about, like, if the if they do something in the movies, then it happens in the comics too.
Yeah,
like it's far reaching, and they don't undo anything.
Oh, that's killing me. I can't go listen to it. And I don't want anyone to get this wrong. I like those guys. They're fine.
I do too. Yes.
I have talked to John Dvorak a few times. He's always been nothing but kind to me. They're great. I'm just saying they don't know. They don't know. This would be like me talking about biochemistry or freaking give me something I'm bad at. I don't know what else. Brian, if you ask me what's the thermal dynamics of a three-hosed mongrel, I wouldn't know.
Because I just, no, but Dvorak would is what you're saying.
Maybe, but I'm saying I get that he's not. I get it. I just think you can't. Whatever. It's gonna kill me if yeah. I keep talking about it.
No, no. I mean he's a very smart guy. He's a brilliant guy when it comes to technology and computers. And I think I even consider him a futurist. I think that he's got his finger on the pulse of knowing what where we're headed in some. Regards.
Dvorak, I think he might have used to. I'm not sure he does now.
I don't think he understands soundboards.
No. No. If we were to...
Or Marvel movies.
Yeah. We would teach them how to do a soundboard.
That's right.
Well, good luck to them, and we hope all is well.
Vladimir Putin.
Not that. That wasn't for them. That's somebody else. well, all right, then. Anyway. There's that.
Yes.
Very nice. That. Very nice. Hey, it's what are we doing now? Oh, hey, I almost forgot. Let's do this.
And you can always follow me on Twitter.
Time for us to read your Twitter questions. These have been submitted today and throughout the week, maybe a little more even because we weren't here last week. But these are what we do on our PM edition of the show. People send in questions via Twitter, and then we talk about them. For example, Diane Ruffinelli.
I'm sure you just pronounced that completely accurately.
Diane says, "What am I
supposed?"
Diane,
I'm holding in my hands a small box of chocolate bunnies.
She says, "When am I supposed to use the word fewer instead of less?"
Mm.
I don't know. Just keep saying whatever. Just less is fine.
No, they're not just interchangeable, Scott. You've got to say because less and fewer mean two different things.
Yeah.
Like using this product will produce less waste.
Okay.
But you can't say going this route will have less problems. You say fewer problems.
But why wouldn't I say there would be less problems? Why can't I do that?
Less works for an intangible amount.
Yeah.
Like if you're like specifically saying if we go this way we'll have five problems, if we go this way we'll have three problems, then you say we'll have fewer problems if we go this way.
But that means less than three, right? Because few is more, three or more.
Like no, that doesn't apply. Fewer is not,
there's no connection from few to fewer.
No.
That's starting to sound wrong, doesn't it? Fewer.
It kind of does. Well, there's a connection. It's the root word, but few implies a small amount. Fewer implies a smaller amount than what you're the two things that you're comparing.
Or Diane, I'm going to recommend don't be friends with pedantic friends. Tell them to go take a poop, and you say less as often as you want.
All right,
say
you
it
go.
Less or more than you'd like. Whatever you'd like. You want to do it less? Do it that. You want to do it more? Do it that way.
So the Army Adam says less calories, not fewer calories. No, I think it's the other way around. I think you would say fewer calories in Diet Coke than there is in Coke. You wouldn't say less calories.
Well, let's see. Fewer versus less. Oh, this is a very common search, it turns out.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
According to usage rules, fewer is only to be used when discussing countable things. Mm-hmm. While less is used for singular mass nouns. For example, you can have fewer ingredients, dollars, people, or puppies, but less salt, money, honesty, or love.
Mm.
So less is the intangible.
Wow, that is well put.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So yeah. If you can't
also is
count
the guy
it,
in Max Headroom.
It says if you can't count, or sorry, if you can count it, go fewer.
Yeah.
There you go. Hail the fewer. The fewer.
The Army Adam says calories aren't actually countable. They're made up. Well, wait a minute. How come on the side of my Pepsi it says 160 calories and on the side of my Coke Zero it says 0 calories?
Well, they're
it
not.
It seems like they've counted them.
Yeah, Amy, they can't entirely make it 100% accurate. I agree with that. But they're not just made up like, what does that can look like? No, 50? Okay. It's not like that kind of made up.
That has a bunch of calories. This has way less calories.
Right. Calorie is a unit of energy. I'm sure they're never 100% right. I know when I track mine, they're not right. I know that. But it's close as I can get. I'm sure they have to adhere to some rules. We could probably look that up too, but that's a different show.
There isn't a physical thing that is a calorie, like stoplights. Wait a minute.
What?
We're going into a whole different direction.
There
here.
Isn't a physical thing that is a calorie. Like stoplights. It's a unit of energy,
though. Oh, fewer stoplights. We'll hit fewer stoplights if we go this way. I see what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
Oh.
There is a physical. I mean, there's a countable thing.
Right.
That is a calorie. There may not be a physical, I can hold a calorie in my hand kind of thing.
She wants to call in. Should I open the line?
Well, you keep saying she. It's the Army Adam.
Oh, I keep reading the Amy Adam.
Amy Adams, yeah. I know.
All right, I'm going to open it up for
him. Sure, Amy Adams.
Yeah, I'll get it for him. Hold on a second. Okay. This will take a second because this is all jacked up. I usually don't do this on a day like today.
I know. Yeah.
Okay, let's get these settings in here.
We usually don't let people have their say.
Yes. All right, so the Army Adam, not the Amy Adams.
Unless Amy Adams wants to call in which case we'd happily talk to her as well.
This is all true. The phone number is that one, 801-471-0462. I will take a call from you. If you're not this person, I'll hang up on you. That's how we're going to do it today. Mm-hmm. So if it's her, cool. If it's him, I will take the call. If it's not, I'm hanging up on you. And I'll know.
If it's either Army Adam or Amy Adams will answer. If not, you're getting hung up on.
Right.
But you better be able to prove that you're Amy Adams.
All right, we're going to find out if this call is indeed it. Let's take the number down. And let's unmute it. All right, here we go. Hi, who's this?
Hey, what's up, Scott? Army Adam.
Oh, hey, you're not a girl at all. I apologize for seeing Amy Adams there. It's kind of weird. All right, so hey, give us the lowdown. How's Brian, the calorie thing
Brian,
work?
Brian had it there a second. So calories are not actual physical things.
Right.
We're only physical, countable things that are real. You use fewer. So we hit fewer stoplights. But because calories aren't actually a real thing, they're a made-up unit of energy, if you will.
Yeah.
They're not. There's not an actual physical thing that's a calorie, right?
Right.
So you always use, I ate less calories because it's not an actual physical thing.
That makes sense because all it is a measurement. It's a unit of measurement for a thing that you can't tangibly. I can hold this poker chip in my hand and say I have one of these, or I have three of these. I dropped one. I now have fewer of these, right? Because they're tangible physical things.
But you put a number of calories on a product to say how many. It's right there in the nutrition.
But
fact,
I don't. I think I understand what he's saying now, because what you were saying before is you're not saying the number on the can is made up. You're saying
the
quantifying unit of calorie is made up. It's not a thing you can hold in your hand. I mean, you are holding 50 calories of whatever in your hand, I guess. But that makes it weird. I'm kind of on both sides of this. I got a leg in either side.
Change the unit.
Yeah.
Change the unit. Degrees.
Okay.
It's not fewer degrees. It's less degrees, because less is a unit of energy.
Well, wait, sure.
You definitely got it wrong. Because like you can count degrees. You can say degrees has a quantifiable number. I don't think the differentiation.
Yeah, but it's not a real thing. It's a unit. It's not an actual tangible.
No, he's right. No, he's right. He's totally right. He's saying, when we say a degree, that's human beings saying it's a little bit hotter. So what do we call that? Okay, well, that's a degree hotter than it was before. And then they built a thing around it to say, here are the numbers. That's what they represent. You could be degrees Celsius. It could be degrees Fahrenheit. It's all artificial constructs that aren't real.
They're artificial. I mean, they're arbitrary constructs, but they're still quantifiable. You can say water boils at 100 degrees Celsius.
Yeah, but would you say it will not boil with fewer, or would you say it will not boil with less?
Yeah, you can say it won't boil with fewer degrees.
Do you agree, caller?
No, I don't. No. You always use fewer. If it's a tangible thing.
Right. Okay.
Or if it's tangible.
Wait. So what about atoms?
No, hold on. Don't do atoms, because atoms is kind of the same thing. That is also intangible. They're not. They're physical, aren't they? Atoms are a physical body.
Atoms are a thing that you can't hold one in your hand, but they are a thing that can be.
Well, you can, but you won't see it.
Right. Okay.
Your hand is made up of atoms. Exactly.
So technically you're holding.
Everything around me is made up of atoms, including stuff that's in the air. So Brian's right in that case, but like we give names to everything. So we have decided to call this a phone. And that's a made up human construct to say this is a phone. If I have but it's a physical object with a name we made up. He's saying calories are a unit of measurement that is not an actual object with a name we made up.
But calories is a quantifiable. It may not be something you can actually see. Like you can't say, I'm looking at a calorie right now, but it's something that is measurable. Like you can say with some degree of accuracy, that banana contains 87 calories.
Right. And you're, Adam, saying, well, but we've just made that up. There's no such thing.
That apple has fewer calories than that banana.
That's right. There's also one more point, and a bunch of people in chat room are getting a little heated a bit, but
I know,
it's not a big deal.
Great.
There's one more point, and that is that if the amount that you are accounting for is like you can actually understand that amount, like say how many stars there are in the universe, right? Okay. You yeah. don't understand mm-hmm. that number. So in right. that case, you would use a less figure. You wouldn't use fewer because you can't actually physically truly count it. So it's more of a what do you want to say, like metaphysical idea, if you will. So you use less if you can't truly comprehend right. the unit or thing that you're counting.
Right.
If
right.
you can truly comprehend the thing that you're counting, then you use fewer.
Right.
Does that make sense?
That makes sense. I
disagree. I respect your point, and I absolutely, I would buy you a beer if I met you, Adam, and we'd hug and watch The Office together. So, but at this point, I think I disagree.
All right. Well, we'll leave it there. Thanks for the call, Adam. I love that. That's awesome.
So just because you can't comprehend the number of something doesn't mean that there's not a number of something. There is a finite amount of something. It's like saying that Dustin Hoffman, when those toothpicks fell on the floor in Rain Man, because Dustin Hoffman was really quickly able to tell you how many there were, he could say there were fewer toothpicks on the floor than
right.
another.
If you did it,
thing.
If
but
you
the
did
Charlie
it,
Charlie Babbitt couldn't do it
right,
because
right.
he didn't comprehend the number as quickly.
Right. That so he could say less because he does because he doesn't.
There's less
doesn't
toothpicks.
Have, yeah, there's less toothpicks.
Definitely fewer. Definitely fewer.
Gotta watch Wapner. Right. But in your case, in the case of this calorie thing, the reason I think it might be less and not fewer, because I think your logic is sound. The reason I'm concerned is because we don't actually know for 100% sure. I think that if Coke says 50 calories, that's on average about where it is, but it's not exact. Yeah. And because it's not exact, you could say less. Right? Because you don't know.
I mean, that doesn't... Because you're putting a number of something on the side of the bottle. It may be an average. It may be give or take 160 calories in this Coke. But you are putting a number on that. So by saying that Diet Coke has a smaller number of those calories, those counted quantifiable calories,
even if they're
it could be 60, could be 20, or well, maybe not that big a swing. I don't think Pepsi could get away with doing that. It may be 161, might be 159. But because it's quantifiable and put on the side of the can, like it is a number that has been assigned, that number makes it so you can use fewer. If you can put a number to something, you use fewer. If you can't put a number to it,
right?
There's less salt in that shaker than there is in that other shaker.
But if somebody came along and said, we have made a salt product that contains exactly 8,000 grains of salt, then you could say fewer.
Then you would say fewer, yeah. There's, fewer grains of salt in that shaker than there is in the other shaker.
I think I'm with Brian.
But you'd have to say grains. You couldn't just say there's fewer salt in there.
Right.
You would still say less salt. But
yeah, I totally agree with that. Less salt, fewer grains. I think I'm with Brian on this. I think I've come around on this because we have to at least assume that the FDA or whoever counts the calories for that Coke I'm drinking is at least in the ballpark solidly enough that I can count on it being 50 or 60 or whatever it is.
Yes, right.
And because we have to be able to count on that and not just go, well, he made it up. Who knows if there's 5 extra calories? No, if they've said that's how many there are, then we're going off the basis that that is a thing that we should know and therefore
it's
fewer.
Yeah. They've assigned a number to it. Whether that number is 100% accurate or not is irrelevant because it's a countable number. It's like, all right, there's 50 calories in that thing. There might be 51, there might be 49, but whatever the case is, they've said, all right, 50 calories in that. This has 25 calories, therefore this other thing has fewer calories.
Yeah,
25
and if we calories. Say water, which is general, if someone in the chat's talking about a glass of water, you'd say it has less water or the glass is less than half full.
Yes.
You'd say that because, again,
there's less water in that glass than this other glass.
Now, if you knew that the glass scientifically had exactly the amount of water particles in it that you were told, then you could say fewer water particles, but not fewer water. It's like salt. Same deal.
Totally. Now, at a point a few minutes ago, I was going to say, we won't know the actual answer until we get the angry tweet from Bob Peterson later on. But he's already in the chat room and he says, I noticed the viewer count is dropping. There are fewer viewers.
Oh, All right, Bob. Bob wins. Bob, you know, wins. I give Bob a lot of hard time. He's a snarky bastard sometimes, all that stuff. But Bob freaking wins. That is funny. That is genuinely, like, really funny, Bob. Why aren't you working? Yes. You should be writing for some comedy show. That was actually really, really funny.
Bob, blink twice if you promise you're not John C. Dvorak, by the way.
Yeah, it seems like the kind of guy that would put Brad Pitt without a shirt on for his avatar.
That's right. Diane, I sure hope we've cleared all that up for you.
All right. Well, that was fun. Hey, Diane, honestly, did you feel like we were going to go that far? I didn't. So yeah. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's do a couple more here.
Oh, please.
Since we only got one. let's see. Derek says, I work at a bank. Just got yelled at by two people in a row for things I have no control over. How should I have responded instead of the usual retail stuff? It depends on where you're working. If you like your job, probably the regular retail stuff is probably what you should do.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do? Go.
That's all you can do is like, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. We can't give you a toaster for opening that account. You didn't put enough money in. So,
but I really wanted a toaster.
There was less money or fewer quarters.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Less money because money, that's an intangible.
It's
right
broad.
There.
It's very
say,
broad. Right.
Right. Fewer dollars.
Yeah, that you can do. Like fewer fives. Yeah. There are fewer fives in that bag than when I got here. That's right. See? Go. We're going to apply this to everything moving forward here. Corey Bird says, hey, Brian, I've heard you mention on TMS a while back a featurette that broke down the origins of all the Infinity Stones in the MCU. I have all the Blu-rays, but I can't seem to find it, and I'm very interested in watching this. Do you remember where you saw it?
Cool. I'm glad, and I responded to him on Twitter, but I'm going to say it right here because it's so good. It is on the Black Panther Blu-ray bonus featurette called Marvel Studios, The First 10 Years, Connecting the Universe. Mm. And Alamo Drafthouse played this before Infinity War when you saw it there at Alamo Drafthouse, obviously. Yeah. Yeah. And it was like the thing that they play the best videos before you get to the theater. It's like, I go see something in Alamo Drafthouse. I want to get there 35, 40 minutes before the feature so I can sit there, place my order, have a drink, and watch this extra cool content.
It is cool.
But anyway, that's called, Marvel Studios, The First 10 Years. And what's really cool is if you have those Blu-rays and you've done the whole Disney thing where you register them so you can get the digital download, I think you can go to the Disney website or... what is it? Not Ultraviolet. Maybe it's anyway, there's a place where you can go where you can view those online if you purchased them. You can actually see them.
How long is this show, this 10 years first year thing? How long is it? Is it like just a couple of minutes? Is it
No, it's about a 30-minute featurette. It's really worth seeing.
I was trying to find it on YouTube or something. It's nowhere like that.
Yeah. That Marvel probably says, no, you gotta buy Black Panther to watch that.
It does say
Movies Anywhere. That's where it was, Fort Max 98. Yes. Oh, okay. Movies Anywhere.
All right. Or Vudu, maybe. Oh, even says Vudu.
Oh, Vudu. Sean the Sean says Vudu as well. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, Vudu might.
So go do that Vudu that you do so well and check out that.
Oh, he said it's on Vudu, says Sean. Yeah. That's the guy you were just talking about.
Yep.
All right. Next question. Let's see. Oh, there's a couple of great ones. Ryan the funky Homo sapien says, not a question, just wanted to update you that the last YouTube episode of Todd and Aaron's Morning Stream was 629 and had 10 viewers. All right, so I got a running count of what's going on there. That was a slightly older question, but I thought it was fun to read.
What are Todd and Aaron doing anyway?
You know they got to know. Conquer87 says, I don't have a question, but I've not been able to listen for 3 weeks or so. It'd be nice to hear when I finally catch up. Well, Conquer87, when you do, in theory, in 3 weeks from now.
Right. Let us know when you hear this, and it will be. It's like planting a flag and seeing how time passes.
Yeah.
It's like putting a Twinkie in a dresser drawer and seeing how long you can go before that Twinkie becomes sentient.
Here's a good one. Core Gaming 21 says, why don't y'all put your sounders on iTunes as ringtones? I want Brian laughing. I have great news for you, Core Gaming. If you're a patron of this show at patreon.com/TMS, you get access to an entire folder full of sounders. And some of those are Brian's laugh, but tons of stuff you've heard on the show over the years. I think maybe thousands by now are up there.
Wow.
I need to check. That's amazing. There's a ton of stuff. So you can go way back and hear things like this weird thing. Whoops, that's a song. Hold on, this.
I got Scooters.
Scooters, and then you jump ahead to like...
I can smell them.
Remember that? That was a thing.
That was great. That song you played, was that Not Fair by Lily Allen?
No, it was that weird... You brought it to the show, but it's that... Let's see, where is it? I gotta find it. I'd love playing it once in a while. Oh, it's Volga Jahart from Sugar Free. Here, I'll skip ahead. A couple of German ladies.
Oh, yeah. That's a cover of Not Fair by Lily Allen.
Oh, I didn't know that. It's really good, though.
Lava Tubes.
Remember Lava Tubes? That's on
I
here.
I totally remember.
Duh.
That guy?
Steer, duh. Right? Or Congo?
Congo. Congo, yes. And it was the... What's his name?
Ernie Hudson.
Ernie Hudson. Yep, that is correct.
I got this microphone and I love it.
I mean, these go way back.
Oh my gosh, it's awesome.
Yeah, so.
It's the sleeves. What does it?
I mean, old stuff. So.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. We do that. Patreon.com/TMS. It's going to do it for the show, everybody. Think of your Twitter questions. As always, you can submit the hashtag AskTMS. That's what you do. And then we'll read them right here on the show. If you're watching live right now, you have an opportunity, excuse me, to go to frogpants.showbot.tv and vote for titles that some of you have submitted throughout the hour, and you can pick your favorites. We might just use it for our final title on the blog. So go do that.
Let's see if you can guess what the top title has to do with. I won't say what, you know, you probably won't be able to guess what the title is.
Oh, it'll have to do with the fewer and less. It has to.
Totally is, yes.
Okay, good. I haven't checked it yet, so.
Yeah, it's exactly what it is, yeah.
I'll be doing that shortly. Anyway, don't forget to that Patreon address again is patreon.com/TMS, and our home address is frogpants.com/TMS. You'll find links to that and everything else we do, including Twitter, email, contact stuff, old shows, archives, video, all of it. Right there. And I think that's going to do it. We'll be back Monday with a brand new show, so come on back then for a normal deal. All right? Is that it? That's it. Brian, that's song? It. You got a little song? Got something?
I have a song. Dan Anderson says, "G'day, guys. It's my beautiful wife's birthday on the 25th, and I wanted to get a special request for Laurel." It's pronounced Laurel like the female Klingon from Discovery. I only mention that because most people say Laurel.
Oh.
Did you hear Yanny?
Yeah, Yanny.
Laurel.
What was the other one that we inked with for a day? I can't remember.
I just remember Laurel and Yanny. Was there Laurel. Another one?
What do you hear here?
Laurel.
I hear Laurel.
So do I. Yeah. It's got to be the higher pitch one.
Laurel.
I don't remember it.
Laurel is his beautiful wife's name. So we're veering off the path. Laurel.
Great.
It's slightly ironic, but "Escape" is one of our favorite songs, and thanks to Guardians of the Galaxy, my kids also love it. In fact, we all used to sing it together on long car trips, which Laurel and I found hilarious because the girls don't know what it was about. Anyway, if the Coverville Master could find a cool cover, I'd be very grateful, and it would make Laurel's day to get a shout out. Well, shouting out to you, Laurel. Happy birthday. Saturday, yeah, tomorrow.
Yeah.
If that track is impossible, then any cover of Florence and the Machines, You've Got the Love would be awesome, as it's one of her favorites. Thanks for all the years of fantastic podcasting. Longtime listener, Dan from Perth, Australia. Yes, it's a goofy song, and I'm going to tell you a little short story. I mean, it's like an incredibly short story. That song came out right around the end of 1979, if I remember correctly. And that song and Rockin' Robin were popular at the time, and I was being babysat by two daughters of a friend of my mother's for New Year's Eve. We watched the Dick Clark thing. I swear to God, we played Operation. People are going to say, "What, did you play Doctors?" No, we played Operation. They had they had both of those songs as 45 RPM singles, and we listened to that, and I had a crush on one of the girls, but she was like, you know, 14 years older than me or something, but
right. Whatever.
Anyway. So I remember very vividly listening to that song over and over and over again. And it wasn't until years later that I realized, oh, the lyrics are about a guy who's basically trying to cheat on his wife using the classifieds, and she's trying to cheat on him too. And oh, what a wacky coincidence that they both end up at the same place thinking they're going to be the other. With the other. Anyway, what a great song. Here's a cover of it by Eaton Mirsky. This is from a really cool compilation called Drink a Toast to Innocence, a tribute to light rock. And that's exactly what this album is. It is like every light rock favorite you've ever heard, but done by more modern musicians. And it's awesome. There's a cover of Really Love to See You Tonight by Linus of Hollywood. It's so good. It's such a great album. Mm. Anyway, came out in 2013. It's a cover of the song by Rupert Holmes. This one blueses it up a lot, and you're going to love it. It's Escape, the Pina Colada song by Eaton Mirsky.
I was tired of my lady. We've been together too long. Like a one-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personals column, there was this letter I read. If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. If you're not into yoga, if you have half a brain. I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady had fallen into that same old dull routine. So I wrote to the paper to get a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't that bad. I like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. I'm not much into health food, I am into champagne. I got to meet you by tomorrow noon and go through all this red tape at a bar called O'Malley's, where we'll plan our escape.
Serve up pina coladas, right? Bring me a nice, tall, cold one. Yeah, two straws. Yeah, that's right. I'm meeting someone.
So I waited with high hopes. Then she walked in the place. I knew a smile in an instant. I knew the curve of her face. It was my own lovely lady. And we laughed for a moment. And I said I never knew that you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. And the feel of the ocean, and the taste of champagne. If you like making love at midnight, in the dunes of the Cape.
This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.